Warning, you've never made a barbecue as rich and addictive as this guy's. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, are things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
This week, our email comes from Matthew P., and the subject was simply oink oink ka-ching. In the message, he said, North Carolina is famous for pork barbecue, but I'm not so sure about using this stuff for it. You want to read our story this week, Phil?
Oh, big swig of Tito's. Here we go. From the Shelby Star in North Carolina, South Carolina man stashes drug money in pork barrels. Cleveland County Sheriff's deputies reported finding $3 million mixed in with raw pork shoulders inside a tractor trailer. Now that's money laundering in its finest.
Well, that was the opposite of laundering because that was some dirty-ass money.
It's one of the largest U.S. currency seizures in Cleveland County history, Sheriff Alan Norman said. The sheriff's office's community interdiction team stopped a tractor trailer on Interstate 85 near North Carolina 216 on Saturday evening that was reportedly driving erratically.
Now, if you're hauling
$3 million. You might want to keep it between the lines.
Yeah. Anytime you're doing something not on the
this
up
is
and
interesting
up,
right here, though.
You want to make sure all your taillights are working, that you're obeying all traffic and speed laws.
This is interesting. During the stop, investigators became suspicious of the cargo when one of their canines alerted to the trailer, according to a press release.
Well, no shit. It's full of pork.
But why would the pork? That's not drugs.
No, but dogs love to eat meat.
I do. The canines are trained for drugs.
My dog will sit there and stare at me.
If you got bacon.
If I got any kind of pork product or any kind of meat product.
Investigators believe the money was proceeds from illegal drug sales around the region, and it was headed to the border between Mexico and the United States.
Was it headed to Mexico or just to the border?
To the border between Mexico and the U.S. Yeah, so that could be anywhere from San Diego to
Corpus Christi.
The money was wrapped in plastic and tucked away in multiple barrels of the raw pork product.
So the cops had to dig through all this nasty raw meat.
It is time that there is a strong stand taken at the border to help slow down this cancer that is overtaking the United States, Norman said.
But it was headed towards the border.
The Department of Justice has been called in to help with the investigation. That's some stanky ass money.
How would you like to be paid with a $100 bill that's been sitting, stewing in
you know what?
Nasty pork meat?
You go to that ATM, slide that shit in there. It takes it just like anything else.
Get a free one or get a different one out from.
Yeah.
This is why I just do everything with Apple Pay. You don't have to deal with that.
You can't put $3 million in Apple Pay in cash.
I don't sell drugs, so I don't got to worry about it. I'm rolling in that podcast money, bitch.
Yeah.
$4.
$4. That's right. We might want to start thinking about running some side jobs. All right.
Well, that's why I got the second podcast coming out next week.
That's our listener quickie story for this week. Thank you, Matthew P.
Yes.
For sending us that. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamencoppodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida.
No, don't say it.
And mixed in a barrel of raw pork shoulders. And trichinosis.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. Got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
It is time that there is a strong stand. Shit. Beep. Newsworthy. fuck me.
Normally you just edit in the one from last week.
Shut up. The sheriff's office community. Wait, I did that right. The sheriff's office. All right. That's our list of quickie stories for this week. Thank you, Shelby. Not Shelby. Beep.
My ass hurts.
Yeah, I'm like sitting on a nut and it's not doing so hot right now.
Oh, fuck me. We got to get better cushions, man.
Yeah.
Chairs or something.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2019 by Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved. Coming in January 2020, The Daily Dog. The Daily Dog is a podcast about dogs, made for dog lovers. Every day, we'll feature somebody's furry friend and share news, tips, and products that'll interest any animal lover, but especially those of the canine persuasion. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast app or at dailydogpodcast.com to be sure you catch every episode from the very beginning. The Daily Dog starts January 1st, so subscribe now and don't miss a single pooch. That's The Daily Dog Podcast from Shadyside Media.